Welcome to Guys Plus, a podcast about... This is a special report, Chris.
What? What did you just...
do typewriter noises? I had that all planned out. This is not an episode of Guys Plus. It was supposed to be, which is nice because there's an episode of Guys Plus prepped now that I don't have to deal with next week when I'm doing the college athletics and weed shows.
So, okay.
I'm not good at typewriter noises.
Yeah, I'm not... Listen, I don't really care about all of that. So, you know, I don't like the administrative stuff. I'm not interested in it. But the typewriter noise that you made, that I am interested in. What was that? Okay. So,
now
yeah.
Now I'm turning it into music. Like it had a beat.
I see. Yeah,
I
should
have fucking downloaded a typewriter noise and put it on my soundboard.
Yeah, you do have a... I was just going to say, you do have a soundboard that you have access to, something that allows you to just push a button and make a sound come out. No, but wait, you're saying this is not a Guys Plus? Because this is news to me.
This is not a Guys Plus. It was a Guys Plus.
Okay.
But then something happened last night that made it not a Guys Plus. This is a special report like they used to do on the news back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Because... No, I do. But so this is, but what is it then?
It's a guy. It's a special report. It's maybe it's a Shocktober special report. You know, it's just because
Shocktober special report. Okay. That's what we'll call it because it needs to have a good name. You know, it needs to have a name.
Yeah. And it's because one of Chris's guys was on Man Cow yesterday.
Did you just see the tail, by the way? This is a video episode, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You guys just saw, if you're not, like, my cat just ran across the table and her tail went right in front of the camera and it was extremely cute.
I didn't see it though.
You wouldn't have appreciated it anyways, no. Due to your famous hatred of pets and animals.
I don't hate anything in this. Well, I was going to say I don't hate anything in this world, but that's probably not true.
Yeah, look at the guy we got up on the screen right here. I mean,
you hate Man Cow?
I do hate Man Cow, yeah. Oh, Milo's come in here now as well. That's cool.
I'm kind of a fan in a way.
I definitely hate Man Cow. No doubt about it. I hate Man Cow. I wouldn't say I hate him as a person because I don't know him well, like personally, to hate him. But I would hate him if I did know him. And I do hate having to listen to him.
That's the difference between me and you. One, I love listening to Man Cow. Two,
you're a sex guy.
I know. What the fuck? Man Cow doesn't even like sex.
Yeah, but those are just the differences between us. It's all
clear. Oh, okay.
So what is so Sebastian, my... That's funny. I was having a conversation this morning with Ariel about if I have any enemies. And one of them I thought of that maybe would consider me an enemy of his is Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, yeah. Because he knows you. He knows about you. You really made him angry.
He knows about me. Most definitely he knows me. And I've talked to him numerous times. And he has threatened me a number of times on social media and over the phone. He hates my guts, and I think if he were able to, if he knew he could get away with it, I think he would consider taking my life.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because one of the things that's nice is like these guys end up on Man Cow's show, right? Yeah. And then it's fun to watch Man Cow just steamroll them and like that's why it's a video episode. Because looking at the person that Man Cow is interviewing is like seeing the defeat in their face when they realize this guy is not going to let me talk. And this guy is very weird. So.
Yeah, this guy is like even he's gone further off the rails than even in his heyday, you know, when he was already an extremely bizarre and horrible person. You know, that was a starting point, but he has gone further off the rails now, and he's just completely the stuff. I mean, you guys know
the Milo episode, the one we watched when.
I mean, anyone who did listen to last Shocktober, you know, he's just complete. Like the stuff he says, he goes on these diatribes now that they don't make any sense. They don't have any like starting off point. They don't have anything that you can grab a hold of at all. So yeah, it's cool that. Why is Gorka on this?
I know. I'm fucking. Let me look real quick at the. I'll look real quick at the view count of this.
Listen, Sebastian Gorka is a horrible piece of crap, but he's on like Salem Media. You know, yeah. The show is like a. It's pretty successful on terrestrial radio.
451 views.
Oh my. Yeah, because his audience doesn't have any interest in this either. Do you know what I mean? Like the little audience that he does have is like, this is not like a big guest for them.
No, they want like William Shatner, one of the guys from the Kinks, or like someone from White Lion or something. They just
Farley's brother. Chris Farley's brother would be a huge one. One of the Farley brothers. Yeah, like
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray would be a anything Chive related. I think there is a big Mad Cow Chive crossover. But yeah, this is like a lot of them are like, who the fuck is that? Do you know? I mean, they're not like politically active even, and even if they are, not enough so to know Sebastian Gorka.
I mean, when we did that episode and we saw Milo, I just remember looking at him through most of the interview and being like, he wishes he didn't do this.
Yeah, of course. I think, yeah, everyone who, it's like when I get someone on for one of my fake interviews, they like the people, they look the same way. They're like, have I been fooled? Have I been tricked into coming onto this thing? But see, Milo is like completely gone from the media landscape. Yeah. So it makes sense that he would do it. I just don't understand. Gorka has a current, you know, syndicated radio show, and I just don't understand why he would think this was a good and worthwhile thing to do for him.
My guess is that they run in the same circles, and like you know, I would guess that Roger Stone might have vouched for
Roger Stone maybe. I was just gonna say, I don't know that they run in the same circle, like maybe like tangentially. I don't know that there would be that much, you know. I don't know.
See Roger Stone being like, this guy's the real deal, you need to, you know, do his show. He used to be really famous.
Yeah, I could see Roger Stone maybe bridging the gap. Maybe Roger Stone said, hey, listen, Gorka, I'll tell you what, you don't have a good time, I'll let you fuck my wife.
Well, see, now if he was on the if he was on Bubba the Love Sponge, that would be
Roger Stone is a swinger. Roger Stone is a big time swinger, like heavy duty swinger.
Well, here we go. We're gonna start her now. On the 8th, we gotta see him come in.
I love the music. The royalty free music.
Hello, hello. I don't hear anything. Hello.
Okay. Okay. I mean, listen, we've all been there. You know what I mean? Lord knows Brian's been there. We've been there. We did a stream where this was happening. You know, it can happen to anyone, but there's just something about Man Cow. Hello. Just being so frantic to start. You know,
at the beginning of the show is that's incredible. And like the first 1 second of the show, like he didn't test it. Like I'll bet you he just now sat down.
What's the guy's name again? The real estate agent?
Nudie.
So fucking Nudie probably fucking has bunged another one off as far as I'm concerned.
We might get to see him, huh? Just
had him in my headset. Can you hear me, Ralph? Where's Ralph?
Boom! We got Nudie!
Nudie! Holy shit! Does Nudie have a straight up handlebar mustache?
He does.
Holy fuck, man! Nudie is fucking. That's so dope. His last name's Nudie. Like, that's his real last name is N U D I. I thought it was like, you know, Nudie, obviously.
Yeah, Nudie. I've never seen Nudie.
I've never seen him before either.
Actually, I think I did see him. He didn't have the handlebar mustache.
Yeah, maybe we saw him once, and he definitely didn't have the handlebar mustache. And listen, so we could easily call Nudie.
Oh, God.
Because he's a real estate agent, so his number would be easily available. God, that's how I could get on Man Cow or get Man Cow booked is through Nudie.
Ralph okay, Nudie.
I got to write this down.
Because Nudie seems like a dumbass.
Oh, Nudie will be easily duped. Okay, Ralph Nudie.
Ralph Nudie, producer.
Producer, man.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you and we're live.
Oh.
I got nothing in my headphones.
Oh, no.
His headphones aren't plugged in, guaranteed.
You want to look over here?
Guaranteed.
Give me a second, Ralph. I need to hear. I want to write podcast. And we'll do it. Hello. I'm not hearing anything. Okay, what do we need to do?
Oh, no, there's somebody Hang else on, guys, there. I'm...
the cut, the hard cut. This, have you watched this, or is this your first time seeing this? This is incredible. Mad Cow and tech issues to start. I wonder if fucking Gorka's like sitting there watching all this. You know,
heads are gonna roll. I can't believe there's a Ralph Nudie is in a different place.
Well, if heads are gonna roll, let's hope that one of them ain't Gorka's, because it's gonna knock down all the other ones.
But there's also another person at Man Cow's house.
But is that Nudie?
I don't think that's Nudie.
You think it's a different...
Nudie's in Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because Nudie's famously a Florida real estate agent.
Good guy to get as your producer.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a guy at his house.
I love this.
Can you go back a little bit so we can see that hard cut? That hard cut was amazing. Just go to, like, yeah.
Right here.
And we'll do it.
I love this. He has no idea.
Hello. I'm not hearing anything.
He has no idea.
Okay, what do we need to do? Hang on, guys. I'm...
Hang on, guys. I'm sorry.
Cuts him off so abruptly in the middle of, like, announcing something that seemed to be important. You know,
this is my favorite opening to a Man Cow video ever.
This is really good. Now it's just a blank screen.
Now we're just sitting at the Man
Cow. Now it just says Man Cow Podcast.
You gotta let it run. I have to let this run to see how long this is.
And it's sort of showing. Whoa, hang on. So that wasn't you, right? That was on the video.
No. I don't.
It started
showing
the, like, you know, multicolored, like,
technical difficulties
kind of thing. So did they throw that in post?
I don't know. They could have been doing it at the time. I think you just go to OBS and you click.
I see. So maybe he was doing that live. He played it a couple of times. Okay, now they're back now.
He's 20, back.
20,
he's
20 back. Seconds later, they're back.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's... Now... Dude, this is comedy, man. We are releasing this as audio as well.
Yeah.
So anyone who's listening and you're not watching, he just came back from the break. And what the video came back and he was like yelling, like animated, but there was no sound coming out of his microphone, and then it immediately cut away again. Can we watch that one more time?
Yeah,
sorry, yeah, but we should. That's too beautiful. Yeah, go to like 120 or something.
All right, here we go. We're gonna hit one.
It doesn't come back until like 128 or something.
Here comes.
And he like gestures towards the microphone too. Like, it literally seems like a comedy sketch. Like, he could not have timed it out better. Brian, can you try the arrow backwards and arrow forward should go 10 seconds. Just on your keypad.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, dude, if you go on the keypad.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love that so much. So I love that.
All right. See how long this one takes.
Oh, yeah, we're back in a break now, by the way, folks. So it's a screen that just says the Mad Cow Podcast with this, like,
it's, you know, long one. We're long in here now. We're okay. Looking. I'm forward 5 seconds.
So still, now we're still, we're 2 minutes in now.
Yeah.
To the show.
Wow. I am hitting 5 seconds forward over and over again.
So we're at 2:30 now. So this is wild.
I can't wait to see Gorka.
I hope Gorka's sitting on the call watching all of this.
All right, we're here.
So 3 minutes. So that one was like a minute and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. People were sitting there looking at that for a minute and a half.
Well, not too many people, but
400 actually. Here we go.
You ready?
Dr. G.
Oh, there he is. And his head is looking immense for anyone who is like, he's sort of looking down. So he's pointing his head towards the camera. He's so texting. It really looks like it has, like, it's going up to this huge, huge, like, mega mind type top.
I think he's texting with Nudie, by the way.
Yeah, he's probably having technical problems too. Let's see.
There he is. How are you? I'm good.
Oh my God. That is how you start an interview. But like, this is a live interview. This is like, they're live on the air now. Like, clearly Gorka doesn't seem to have any idea that they're on the air.
No. He took his glasses off.
Took his glasses off and he's just texting. And listen to this. Just push back 10 seconds on this and let's see.
Here we go. Can we hear him? I like this part.
There he is.
How
are you? I'm good. We're on.
We're on.
Like, so Gorka came to it almost as if he does not recognize that Man Cow is the host of the show, even.
I don't think he does. And he told him we're on and they were silent. Look, listen, I think how long this is.
I believe he thinks that's a producer and he's just saying hi to him. Because if you're not watching, he is clearly not behaving as if he thinks he's on a show.
Here goes Man Cow. He's laughing. He thinks it's.
We're on.
What is going on?
Mr. Gorka.
Dude, this is so fucked, man. First off, his beady little eyes with the big, like, you see his little beady little black eyes.
Mr. Gorka, we're on.
So Gorka
just is staring down.
He's reading his phone. He's sitting there with his, like, you know, hand on his mouth and he's reading his phone, not looking at the camera at all. I mean, Eric, pull back again, because listen to how long this goes for. Listen to this.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go. This is going to be in its entirety here, right?
No pauses.
There he is. How are you? I'm good. We're on. Mr. Gorka.
Yes.
We're on.
Good. Let's go. It's your show.
Oh, my God.
Good. Let's go. It's your show.
Oh my God. The disdain that he has.
He's just not like Man Cow.
The open disdain. What, like, so this leads me to believe that there was some problems before and he's been, you know what I mean? Like, it's like he was supposed to do this interview like 45 minutes ago or something like that. You know, like, he just seems pissed off. I mean, he's also a horrible, horrible guy.
Oh, he's a grumpy motherfucker too.
Yeah.
Let's go. How are you?
Good.
Give me a little more light. Sorry, we had a bit of a glitch there, but we're on together.
All right.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my studio.
Mm-hmm. And what time is your show air in Chicago?
I have no idea. We're in 300 markets. I think it's, yeah. you know, probably yeah. going to be, you know, 3 to 6, but sometimes yeah. they delay.
Yeah. A lot of calls. You get a lot of reaction from Chicago.
This is so this uncomfortable. This is the most uncomfortable so man cow I've ever
time heard. does your show come on?
In Chicago, by the way.
In Chicago now,
Man Cow would know that better than Gorka.
Yeah, because yeah, again, Gorka's like, okay, well, let me think of the time zone. Like, you know, yeah, like as he's, it's syndicated across the country with Salem, so it's playing in all of the major markets. So
Chicago has a different time zone from other places. Like, it's like an hour off from us. It's like an hour or so.
Yeah, just... so it's a little bit off. And then also, like he said, sometimes it plays later, depending if there's like, you know, Salem has two shows or whatever. There's another show that plays. Sometimes they just play it later and not live. So, yeah, I mean, listen, a terrible opening question.
Yeah.
And, you know, the response of a guest who is very obviously not wanting to be there right away.
No.
It's amazing. Most of my calls are from California. I get some calls from Chicago, from Philly.
Wait,
but you know,
he's naming all the places he gets phone calls from, Chris.
I believe you do get some phone calls from Homestead, Florida as well, though, Dr. Gorka. So let's give it up for our Florida callers, please, and our Idaho callers.
Yeah. We get Brazil, we get Israel, wow. We're all over the place.
And how are you feeling about the state of the nation right now and the mood of the people?
Oh my God, Mancow he thinks he's talking to like a policymaker.
Yeah.
Right. And he's trying to be smart. He's like trying to be like, how do you feel about the mood of the nation?
Yeah, he's like, okay, this is a politics guy. This guy's like about politics, and let's talk about the nation and the, you know, because that's as deep as he can get on it.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Well, the state of the nation is, you know, disastrous given the fact that we've had, you know, this senile, decrepit old man in the White House for 3 years now who is doing everything possible to destroy the nation and Western civilization. On the flip side, you know, you see President Trump at the Clemson game, and America loves him. He's 50 plus points before any other challenger on the Republican side.
It is really funny. Listen, we should fast forward through
the swing states.
Okay,
it looks good, but we've got 11 months and a week to go.
If you can watch right now,
on this bad, we're having Mike.
Okay, here's
Mike. Oh, go back, because there's more technical problems. But it is great seeing Mancow's face when someone else is talking.
Yeah.
And it's like someone who's a little bit, because Gorka big dicked him a little bit at the beginning of this interview. Do you know what I mean? Which is a very smart move if you're going to go toe to toe with Mancow. It's really your only game plan is to big dick him in the beginning and let him know that, like, hey man, I'm a fucking serious guy and I will fucking crush you. And then maybe you can intimidate him a little bit. And that's the only way you're going to get to say things on his show is if he's scared to interject. You know,
he seems that he seems
game and America loves him. He's 50 plus points before any other challenger on the Republican side. He's crushing Biden in even the swing states. So look, it looks good, but we've got 11 months and a week to go, and that's a long time in politics.
Is it by design? I sound horrible, by the way. I don't usually sound this bad. We're having mic problems, but
is it by design?
By design.
You think? Is what by what?
Oh, we're gonna hear some Mancow stuff now. This is where Mancow shines right here.
Is Biden and his group, are they destroying America on purpose? Is there a plan?
Yeah, I don't think there's some master plan or some blueprint, but it doesn't
know
really
that
matter.
You know, you're talking some real fucking mess when Sebastian Gorka's like, I don't think I would go that far.
Yeah.
That's when you gotta really take a look at the shit you're talking.
He will accuse Gorka of being in the deep state before he does that.
Gorka's at the end of this interview, basically if you don't agree with what Mancow has to say, you're fully deep state.
Yeah.
If there isn't a war, or if there was one, because
Oh my God.
And all of these people share something in common, whether it's Obama, whether it's Biden, whether it's AOC. They all hate America. You don't need a master plan.
Gorka burped a bunch during that. He had to he's burping like he just ate something or whatever.
Maybe he was eating and staring at his food.
And if you detest America, these are the actions you would take. So it's the wrong question. These people hate America. That's what you need to know.
It's the wrong question.
The open border thing, is that part of the plan to what? Destroy what the West, our open border? I mean, does Hungary have the right idea?
So hang on a second. So I love the way when he, like, Mankell's not asking questions here. No. He is saying his opinions, masking them as questions.
Yes.
So he's saying, he's like,
embarrassed about his opinions.
Is the open borders part of this whole thing that I've come up with in my head? Can you answer that for me?
No, the open border is because liberals don't have babies. I mean, that's why the open border.
Wait, I mean, what?
If you don't have babies, who's going to vote for you, right?
Yeah.
And excuse me. I am my partner Ariel is about to give birth to the wokest fucking kid you ever seen in your life. All right,
my
kid
is gonna be so different.
Oh yeah, Canadians, we have woke kids. You guys aren't having any.
I have a woke kid. I made a woke kid.
Yeah, but you're in the minority, right?
She was born. Yeah, she's woke when she was came out of her mom's pussy.
They're such racists that they think if you're brown, if you're black, and you come in illegally, and we amnesty you, you're automatically going to vote Democrat. I mean, you know, this is the bigotry of the plantation without the plantation. So
you can't talk and look the way you do and even talk about use that type of a, you seem so racist.
I want to fast forward, but I love Mankell's reaction so much to everything because he is trying to act like a smart guy.
Mankell trying to act smart is very interesting. It just sucks that we have to listen to Sebastian Gorka talk and pontificate on stuff.
Well, we could turn the sound down and watch Mankell.
Can we do that for a little bit? Just to listen. Sorry to the listeners. We'll sort of talk along with it a little bit. We're just going to watch Mankell.
No audio. We're just watching Mankell. He hasn't moved him. You can tell me, he keeps leaning in. It's not playing. Like, I think it's like, here he goes. He's getting up in his chair.
He wants
us this long.
He wants to talk so bad. Here he goes.
All right, here we go.
Did you talk on your show the University of Michigan and their stance? Looks like they're voting to take a stance against Israel.
No, I haven't seen that. But why would that be surprising? I mean, you know, we conservatives have handed over academe with the odd exceptions of the Hillsdales, the Grove Cities, the Liberty U's.
The Grove Cities.
Look at the figures. I mean, Victor Davis Hanson just used this in one.
Mankell doesn't talk again forever.
Mankell is, again, like I said, the beginning part where Gorka.
He is like so still right now. Mankell is very still. I don't understand what he's talking. Like, Mankell's like, I don't understand what he's talking about right now.
He's nodding a little bit, but he doesn't really get it.
Yeah.
This is a different man.
Are we done?
No, we never
done. The country?
Are we done
as a country?
Are we done? Is it over? As a country? It's too bad you can't just find the parts when Mankell talks.
Everything he says is so...
No, we're never done. I mean, that's un-American. Do you think the founding fathers thought they were done when less than 2% of the population fought against the British? No, it's like Rush Limbaugh said not long before he died when somebody asked him, is it time to despair? No, you never despair because it's bloody un-American.
Oh, yeah? Well, what happened to him? You just said he died. So it seems like he was done. So
Mankell's got to say something now. Now we're at a real... Gorka stopped. And he's expecting Mankow to say something.
But Mankow doesn't have a thing to say.
No fucking thing to say. Here he goes.
The trend is not our friend right now.
What? The look Gorka's giving right now, like, what are you talking about? This is what he does, man. I hate Gorka so much, and he makes Gorka seem so reasonable. I know. Like, not in the things he's saying about, you know, when he's like talking about the politics and stuff, just in the sense of like, you can feel for Gorka.
Yeah.
This conversation with this person who is like giving you nothing at all and saying these things that like don't have any meaning and expecting you to respond to them as if they do.
The trend is not our friend right now. And then Gorka's like, what? What the fuck? Nobody knows. Okay.
So what?
Gorka is angry.
Yeah, Gorka now. Well, Gorka deserves it though. Like, oh, he came on this show and he's a piece of shit. But like, you know, you got to do your research before you come on a show.
Watch,
you got to
watch one Mankow video.
Just one. Yeah.
And you would know, don't go on.
What did the trend look like during the Civil War? What did the trend look like at Pearl Harbor? What did the trend look like on 9/11? I don't give a shit about trend lines. Ooh, yeah. Do you?
Oh my God.
I'll tell you, I love talking to you.
Oh my God. He asked you a question. He asked you a
question. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He asked you a question. Can you go back? Pull back 10 seconds. Yeah. He asked you a direct question. You said the thing and he said, I don't care about trends. They're meaningless to me in this context. Do you care about trends?
Here we go.
So what? What did the trend look like during the Civil War? What did the trend look like at Pearl Harbor? What did the trend look like on 9/11? I don't give a shit about trend lines. Yeah. Do you?
I'll tell you, I love talking to you.
Right now, Gorka's like, what are you? Did it cut out? The way he just went...
He doesn't know what to say. He is being big dicked.
It's almost like, Gorka maybe did watch the interviews and he's come on here to do exactly this. You know, that's like the beginning. We said, oh, he doesn't even know he's on. And then he was like, yeah, it's your show. Go ahead. So he did know he was on. He was just big dicking him.
Yeah.
Good. No, I really do. I need this.
Oh, go. 5 seconds. 5 seconds back.
I need this.
Listen.
I'll tell you, I love talking to you.
Good.
No, I really do. I need this. This is good. Yeah, it's you know, I did a radio show for many years.
Yeah.
In Chicago, a very criminal liberal city. And it was like running face first into a brick wall.
And well, listen, if we want to talk to someone about that, we'll talk to Turd, not you.
Hey, you don't know anything about that. You don't know
anything about that, motherfucker.
You're no Turd.
You are no Turd. You couldn't tie Turd's shoes, buddy. You are. This interview has 37 more minutes.
I'm sure he ends it. Let's see here.
Yeah, oh, go.
God, they really talked.
Holy fuck, man. It is. It's the whole thing. Okay. So he ended around the 32 minute mark,
which is
so it's like 25 more minutes.
Yeah. Let's just do a little bit more. And then we'll, we got time left. We can do a little bit more of this. Cause I'm really uncut. This feels like a sketch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the beginning part did definitely, and you're right. Like, if you could edit this together to make it just a comedy sketch, you know, and I don't mean like changing, like not changing the like order of anything.
No,
just taking certain parts of it. Yeah,
when he just sits there for like 10 seconds and then goes, "I love talking to you."
Been asked a direct question that he's looking for a response for.
Yeah,
and then that's how he responds to it.
Yeah,
fucking exhale.
Nobody ever says, "Oh, well, you were right." It's just constant vitriol and name calling, and it bothered me, and it bothers me. You know, when I turn on TV, every movie I see, everything that I grew up with is being destroyed.
What?
It seems pretty.
Every
pretty bleak.
Movie they haven't changed the movies.
No.
You no, can go and watch the
new ones with black people in them.
The things from your childhood are still there. You can get them and watch them.
And Chris, you know more about Gorka than I do.
Yeah.
Do you think Sebastian Gorka cares about Iron Man or Star Wars?
He does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a fucking... that. Yeah, no, he does. He does. In the sense of like, oh, he just does too. He's like a fucking geek. He's a loser. He's a loser, no definitely. Idea. And also, like, he cares about the culture war stuff in the sense of like, it's how he makes his money. You know, he like gets these people up into a frenzy over the culture war stuff on his show, and so it's a big part of it. So he cares about it in so much that he makes money off of it.
Yeah,
Price is the grocery store. The you know, the people sitting on TV talking about how great Biden is. It's I don't know how you can do it. I don't know how they can do it with a straight face.
Gorka's trying to follow along here, though. Like now he's talking about the people who talk about Biden doing a good job. Yeah. Well, I thought we were talking about movies.
It's impossible. And it's funny because I think a lot of the other people that Mancow has on his show know Mancow, right? Like they're friends of his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They know him like personally.
And
yeah.
So they know that like he says insane stuff and you just kind of have to go with it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. When he has somebody like this on who is just this is what makes this so wonderful, because also like Gorka does interviews currently, yeah. You know, on like real shows and stuff still, you know, like he'll go on like Fox News and stuff like that. So
he's just a nasty, evil guy that's in a totally uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
You know, both of them are.
So, I mean, I continue to fight. That's what this show is somewhat, but it's depressing.
Oh, my God.
Well, you asked about trend lines. Are you depressed by international trend lines? Whether it's Meloni in Italy, whether it's Argentina and Milei.
Gorka, he has no idea about anything in Argentina. Or Italy.
Well, he maybe does, because just famously, there's two like very far right people.
I bet he does not know that.
But they were just in the news, and that guy was like, have you seen that guy? He looks like the old school Wolverine or whatever, the guy in Argentina. So there was like a bunch of memes of him going around. So there's a chance that he knows a little bit about that, but he doesn't know anything further than like seeing the guy's photo or whatever on, you know, online. So
I don't know about that. And I'm pretty sure Mancow doesn't if I don't.
And
you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, though. It is funny because Gorka's like, you asked me about Trent. He's do you see what he did to him there?
Yeah.
He's like annoying. Reminding him of the trend line question that he dodged. Like this is a big dicking if I've ever seen one, though. Like Mancow is getting absolutely eaten up here by the big fucking doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, whether it was Brexit in the UK, I mean, if there's any trend line that matters, it's the rejection of the elites, from Brexit to Trump to Maloney to Milei to Modi in India. There's only one trend line that's really demonstrable.
You think that's a rejection of the elites? I don't want to get into like politics and stuff and talk about it on here, but like the idea that a right-wing government is a rejection, like a far-right government is a rejection of the elites, is like so fucking... He knows that's not true. Yeah. He fucking knows it. God.
And it's the rejection of the international unelected elitists. Wow. That's the only trend line I see. And if that doesn't make you feel good, then nothing will.
Here he goes.
Thank you.
What?
What the fuck is going on with Mancow?
What do you mean, thank you?
What in the fuck are you doing?
Are you his little boy? Are you his little boy? Did he just give you some fucking money for lunch?
This is not Mancow. This is not
Mancow. Mancow is getting absolutely... He's become a little shy boy. Yeah. He's a shy little boy.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me that, sir.
Thank you for saying that thing on my show. Can you imagine, like, interview, like, Dave Letterman is, like, interviewing someone, gives an answer, and he's just like, thank you.
Every answer Mancow's had on here has been weird. Like, from the first one here.
I needed this. I don't do the show for me, but I needed this. I needed to hear this. It is. Argentina is exciting, and I have been following that.
You do the show for you. You do the show for you. There's only 400 people watched it. You're not making any money off it. You absolutely do it for you.
And when he says 400 people watching, a lot of those are our people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the people that are watching Man Cow now are our people.
And I know some people behind the scenes have been helping.
No, you don't.
In Argentina.
What?
But I was looking.
Wait!
Now he's trying to get respect from Gorka.
Here we go. He's like, okay, here, now I can find a place for one of my patented lies. You know, he wasn't able to find a place. He's like, okay, Argentina. But this is like probably Gorka doesn't know people in Argentina, so I could probably take that angle. Like, this is like.
I hope Gorka says you helped
the guy get elected in Argentina. Is that what you're saying, man? Listen, maybe I believe you helped get the Moody Blues into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not that you got a fascist regime elected in Argentina in 2023.
Mancow doesn't know a person in Argentina.
No, this is absurd.
Just keep going a plan B, and I did want to talk to you about that, but you think that's a... Is that anti-American to think, maybe Hungary, maybe Costa Rica, if this keeps happening?
Yeah, that is anti-American. That's defeatist, and that's being a surrender monk. If you're going to run away to Costa Rica, a friend of mine said this to me about 3 years ago, and I said the same thing. Really? Then what the hell makes you an American? Really?
Yeah.
What's American about you? That you're going to desert the greatest nation.
He's talking to Man Cow.
Yeah.
He's not talking to his friend. He knows Man Cow is the one who is saying this.
Yes.
You know, Man Cow just said, what about this? Is that considered? And he's like, yes, it is. Because he knows Man Cow is considering that. Now Man Cow, the little shy boy, is like, oh, yes, daddy. Yes, you're right, daddy.
I'm so excited to how he responds to this.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more.
I hope he says, thank you.
I hope it's something like that, and I think it will be. That's my hope.
On God's green earth, and you're not an American. You can run away, but then you're a coward and you're not an American. So go away. Leave now. It's like all these people say, you know, oh, I'm never going to vote again, and they lost it in 2020. And, well, what the hell did you do about it? I mean, don't bitch and moan to me on social media. If you weren't working a 16-hour shift like my wife does as a chief election officer, then go to hell. Then you know, leave the country.
Leave the country.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you should be working Gorka, 16 hours.
Gorka works like 4 hours a day.
I know. That's like me saying if you can't handle 40 hours a week, and it's like you work 3 hours.
You don't have a real job, dude.
Yeah.
Something about it. I don't mean you have to be a radio host or a syndicate. Yeah, yeah. You know, whatever. If you're not, as an American, doing something to claw back the country, deserve to live here. It's really that simple. It's like, you know, wanting to win a war without fighting. You want to win a war without fighting. You don't deserve to win if you're not on the battlefield.
Oh,
if you're not politically active, then
you won't let Mancow talk. He's tried to talk so many times. Mancow is like, if you guys, to those who are watching, you see, but those who are listening, he's like done the whole like, I'm ready to interject, move forward kind of thing like five times.
He's scared.
Voting machines. But if you're doing that and you're not part of the solution, it's very simple. You're part of the problem.
Oh, here he goes.
Watching Chicago rot, looking at the violence, afraid to go into the city because I have a wife and daughters. Is it anti-American? Is it to want to get out of here? Let's say I want to get out of my taxes on my house are $45,000 a year. I'm sick of rewarding these bastards. So Florida, is that chickening out or some other?
No, we didn't. I'm not trying to like defend Sebastian Gorka, but he is looking right now at Man Cow like,
what are you like, dude? Yes, what are you talking about? I said America, like leaving America is un-American. It's so funny, too, though.
About Florida,
Man Cow is just like looking for permission from him. Like, is it okay if I go to Florida? I just don't want to pay so much taxes. I'm sorry, I'm shy. I don't want to ask them. Can you ask them for me if I can move?
Florida, okay, I gotta hear the answer here.
You know, I don't know, because that's not about America. That's about where you live in America.
Yeah, and, that's
you know,
a that is different thing.
Yeah, totally different
of thing. Our system. You know, there's two things we will forever be eternally grateful for to our founding fathers. Number one, it's the Electoral College. And number two, that they created a federative republic, that we are a federation of states.
Man,
we are
a republic in which he's lost them completely. State.
Oh my God.
He's now off the screen.
I have never seen this happen.
He has actually given up the full video space. He's just said, I'm so shy now that I cannot even be on screen anymore. I don't even want people to see me. I just want to go into my bed and go to sleep. And now he's just let Gorka take over the whole screen.
He's never done. He does this to people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
never done this.
I have watched so much of his stuff. He has never given somebody the full screen treatment.
He left.
He is equal. There's a reason why there's. I've got other surrender. Could still be an American. But I don't think that's un-American.
Leave it up for 35 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, he's got to have an answer now.
It's being realistic, especially if you're a certain time of your life. You know, if we had small kids, you know, our kids are grown now. There's no way on God's green earth I'd live in New York, for example, or Chicago. So these are personal choices you make, but they're not about surrendering the nation. They're about making wise choices.
Dr. Gorka or Sebastian, or what would you?
Oh my God, we're 13 minutes.
Do I call you Dr. Gorka
at a specific time in
Chris? Then this question's coming up now. Here we go.
Your life.
What do I call you? Do I call you Dr. Gorka or Sebastian, or what do you like to be called?
13 minutes, 55 seconds.
He asked the guest, interview. What should I refer to you as?
Yeah.
This guy is a pro.
I know. This is the craziest thing because Mancow, I've never seen him like this. I have never seen him like this ever.
Never.
He's never been like this.
Whatever. Call me Dr. G, Seb, Sebastian, whatever's easiest.
Is Roger Stone a good guy?
I think...
Are my friends good people?
What are you?
Is Roger Stone a good guy, Chris?
I've said this before. Roger Stone is not a good guy at all. Terrible, terrible morals and terrible idea of the way the world should work, politically speaking. I have pranked Roger Stone really horrifically, and he was a very good sport about it comparatively to the other people and seemed to have a sense of humor. So I will say that, but he's not compared to, say, someone like Gorka. But I would say that everybody involved in this conversation is bad.
Yeah, but we're okay. So we're 14 minutes in, and the last two questions he asked is, what do I call you? And is Roger Stone a good guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a political whore.
What radio shows do you listen to?
First off, he doesn't like Roger Stone. This is great.
So, and he just leaves it. Mancow leaves it there because that's his friend.
Yeah.
G, Seb, Sebastian, whatever's easiest.
Is Roger Stone a good guy?
I think he's a political whore.
Mm-hmm. What radio shows do you listen to?
Mancow!
Mancow, you are such a tiny little boy.
Friend.
Mm-hmm. That's how I'm going to... Listen, I'm not joking. I'm going to send this to Roger Stone. I'm not kidding. I'm going to send this to Roger Stone. I have his email. I have his cell phone. I'm going to send this to him. I'm going to take a screen cap of this video and I'm going to send it to him. And I'm going to say, fake ass friends never got you anywhere. That's what I'm going to say. Fake ass friends never got you anywhere. I think he should know that his so-called friend Mancow is not defending him.
Oh, if you tear their relationship apart, it's going to be so funny.
I don't know if I can really do that. Tell me in the comments if I should do that or not.
Yeah.
I listen, my show prep, and I've admitted this publicly, is listening to my buddy Chris Plant in the morning on WMAL. I love Chris Plant. Then I try and catch it.
Oh, my God. Did you see that, Brian?
Yeah. Here, I'll go
he
back
tries to so he tries to interject to say that's my friend.
Yeah, here he goes.
And Gorka does not let
publicly.
him.
is listening to my buddy Chris Plant in the morning on WMAL. I love Chris Plant. Then I try and catch him.
I was going to say, you know, he's one of my friends.
And he literally then does the embarrassed, like, oh, I wasn't saying anything. And he, like, leans forward to, like, you know, looking into the camera really tight. Like, oh, this is honestly the most pathetic I've ever heard, man, cow, and I love it.
I do, too. It's incredible.
I only usually get about an hour of it because I got to really do my show prep. I get Dan Bongino. I love Mark Levine.
Hang on. Is he going to, at the end of this, mention that that's his friend? What do you think, Brian?
No, I don't think he knows Dan. I don't think he knows.
What I'm saying is, do you think once Gorka goes through the list, is he going to go back and mention, like, clarify that first guy is his friend?
Probably. I think he might say all of them are his friend when he gets to the end.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think Mankow knows who Posobiec is. I think he knows who Dan Bongino is. I think he does know
who those people are, because I think he, like, follows the stuff online, you know, the culture war shit. I think that he's into that stuff.
But he is into himself. Like that is the main thing he's into.
Salem colleagues, God bless him. Mark Gallagher, who's the champion. Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, when it comes to podcasts. My favorite American podcast is my buddy Andrew Klavan. So, you know, this is the glorious thing about radio is we own it. The good guys own talk radio.
Okay, let me just say something real quick. Mankow does not agree with this at all. I have listened to hundreds of hours of Mankow, and he thinks that it's run by China. So this is very interesting.
Well, we'll see here. And I will say, it's funny that, like, I love when conservatives say, like, we own talk radio, that antiquated medium that nobody really, you know, is interested in anymore as a whole. Yeah, we got that one on lock and key, you know?
We got all the guys sitting in their garages.
I mean, they still do get the drive time. I mean, there is still something to radio. They do. I mean, and they and listen, he's not lying about that. That is absolutely 100% true.
Yeah.
So political. The left has tried it with, you know, the, what was it, a Democracy Now and America. It's just like three hours of screeching harridans, and nobody wants to listen to it. So, no, you know, God, we need to be grateful for podcasts and talk radio. Yeah. Even Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's he may be a Bernie bro or whatever, but he's a libertarian.
Did you say Bernie bro?
And he dominates it. So whether it's podcasts or radio, it is ours.
Oh, here we go.
Chris Plant is one of my closest buddies.
He did.
So all of that shit was just like, all right, man, get to the end of this. I want to say the thing about my friend.
I would have never made that bet, Chris.
I was sure that he was going to mention it. So
he was thinking about it the whole time. He wasn't actually thinking about what Gorka was saying. He was thinking about saying, Chris Plant's my good friend. Let's see how Gorka responds.
So, and we had Kevin Burns. I'm sure we have other mutual friends. Some of the guys over at Freedom Square. And and I love Prager. Prager is, my wife is a big fan. It kind of bothered me, because she would listen to him every day. My show, but she loves Prager. And we're fans of you as well. What is it? You know, I met Shatner and
wait, what? Now you're going to tell Sebastian Gorka that you met William Shatner? Like, is he going to be impressed by that? Like, this is, he recognized that Gorka was not going to have anything to say, so he just kept talking, you know. He didn't give him a chance to, like, because that, like, Chris Plant is my good buddy, like, what's he going to say to that? Like,
I do think Gorka just named a bunch of people that he's friends with, and Mankow wanted to name somebody that's more famous than the friends that Sebastian Gorka just named.
That's actually smart.
Yeah, I think that, I actually know William Shatner here.
I'm trying to think who else. Adam West, who played Batman, and what is it? Their voices and your voice. When people listen to you, I find myself talking like Sebastian Gorka or whatever. Do people imitate you a lot to your face?
Yeah.
They try, but they usually fail. It's hard.
Does Does if I had a Bible, would you put your hand on and swear that relief factor really works?
Oh, absolutely.
That is actually so. My God. That's good journalism. I gotta give Mancow a bit of credit for that.
What is Relief Factor?
It's his main sponsor, Relief Factor call in line or whatever. It's like a big Salem Media sponsor.
So here's the deal. What does he think Gorka's gonna say there?
I mean, he's obviously knows he's not going to, but I would say that like it is a good thing to like sort of call people out on that. Like, really? Would you really swear that this stuff works? Even though you know what they're gonna say, I think it is a good thing to do because I think it's bullshit these guys who are on their thing saying this is the best thing, it's gonna work, you know, like and hawking this every day on their show if it's like some bullshit. So true. I would say like if it weren't Mancow, I would give credit to the interviewer for saying that question.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason I take it every day. There's a reason my wife, who was incredible. The glorious thing about Salem is that I don't know about other radio companies because I've never worked for other radio companies. We, the hosts, get to choose our advertisers. Yeah, the sales team will come to us and say, hey, there's this new potential client. Are you interested in that? You know, I get to choose. Like, I'm never going to be advertising Viagra or, beauty products and all this kind of stuff and GenuCell. I ain't going to be doing that. But when I heard of this thing, Relief Factor.
Okay, let's not. This is him just doing an ad for
Relief Factor. And her doctor said, he said, nothing. Religiously takes it. So, yeah, all known curcumin.
Should say you weren't.
A million people taking it. That's what
he's still talking about.
I wasn't paid. We should say you weren't. You didn't make this part of the. I didn't have to do that for you to come on the show. I want people to know that because
I'm getting paid this much to come on your show.
Yeah, we know.
Yes,
that's zero.
Do you regret it yet?
Yes.
It's different. It's interesting.
Do you just ask if he regrets coming on the show? Yeah. And Gorka said it's different.
It's interesting. Interesting
and different is definitely something you say if you're being polite, but you do think it's a bad show.
It's one of the worst shows.
It's different.
Well, you knocked me for a loop with some of the stuff you said. I like it. You know, as a host, you want to be.
Why are you asking me about Roger Stone?
Oh no! Oh no!
See, Gorka's like. Gorka's not letting him off that like this is fucking beautiful.
Oh no, Mancow.
What are you gonna say?
Well, I have no this is one of the first times I've ever been knocked for. I have no clue how he's gonna deal with this. This is a real problem for Mancow.
This is crazy, man, because he is now being like because it was on. Like Gorka is right to like ask that, you know, because it's like, oh, do you like him? And then I say he's a whore.
Yeah.
And you just say okay and move on. Like, yeah. That is not regular interviewing, you know. Anyone who doesn't know, Mancow is like good friends with Roger Stone.
Like really good friends.
Like they're good friends. Yeah. His voice is like quivering. Listen to his voice quiver.
Here we go.
Yes, nothing. Do you regret it yet? You knocked me for a loop with some of the stuff you said. I like it. You know, as a host, you want to be.
Why are you asking me about Roger Stone?
Oh,
listen to.
I'm friendly with him.
Oh, the quiver in his voice. I'm friendly with him.
Friendly with him?
He's so shy. I've never seen a more shy person in my life than fucking Eric Mancow Miller right now.
He's having a tough time. Here we go.
Uh-huh. I raised money to help him. We did a fundraiser in Chicago that was successful.
But you're friendly with a lot of people. It's just like why of all the people do you ask me about him?
Because when I was getting ready for this interview, I saw that you had a connection to Bannon.
Oh yeah, I worked for him. I worked for him in Breitbart, and I worked for him in the White House.
And you know, I don't think Stone and Bannon get along very well. And I was just curious where you stood on that. Stone's line is that if you have impotence problems. No, if you have premature problems, he recommends people think of Steve Bannon. It'll help you last longer in the bed. That was one of his lines.
So now Mancow is like lightly kind of saying like, yo, I'm kind of part of the fucking, I'm kind of part of the Stone crew. You know what I mean? I'm kind of part of the Stone crew. And well, our main guy was kind of saying about your main guy, Bannon, that he's kind of ugly.
Oh, no. Here we go. Gorka's not a fan of this.
That's the kind of political whore he is. He's not a serious man. And anybody who says stuff like that is not a serious individual.
Well, he's being funny. He's trying to.
Oh, this is fucking. This is uncomfortable now.
I know.
This is so great. I love this. Like, and listen, Gorka, you're not fucking serious. No. This is so fucking rich for him to say this. Like, he just says the stupidest shit ever, like, talks this type of shit all the time, you know?
And you're on the Man Cow show too.
Yeah, buddy, you're on the Man Cow show right now. You think you're a serious person?
Yeah, he's got Ultraman behind him.
Yeah, come on, man. Here
we go. And anybody who says stuff like that is not a serious individual.
Oh, Man Cow.
Well, he's being funny. He's trying to be funny.
Well, you can be funny or you can be serious. Yeah. You can't be both. You can't be a serious political actor and be funny. You're a clown. You can be a clown or you can be a serious man. And what America needs right now, what Western civilization needs, is more serious men.
Man,
Roger Stone isn't a serious man. He's not a serious man. Just the way he dresses tells you he's not a serious man. He's a narcissist and a political whore.
Is Trump
change this up.
Our next president or our president again?
It's up to us. I mean, whatever.
He could not even muster a response to that in defense of his best friend.
It really, I mean, if you go look at his page and his Twitter, and
one of his best friends.
Yeah, he's on everything.
And the stuff Gorka just said about him is like if somebody said that shit about Brian, like, you know, like if I was like on a fucking interview and somebody started talking that shit about Brian, I would fucking lose my shit at them and leave immediately. You know, like it would be over. I would fucking boot him off the call. He couldn't talk that type of shit. I mean, that is horrible friendship. I would think we have to send this to Roger Stone.
Roger Stone needs to know.
When people ask me that question, say, well, what are you doing about it? I mean, it truly is up to us. It's really one man. He has received 130 more than 130 million votes. We have to make sure much they cheat, they can't win.
Would you work for him again?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Of course, you fucking idiot. What are you talking about? He's only said positive things about him ever. Yeah. He's like clearly a fucking sycophant of the man. And like, you know, would you be willing to work in the White House again?
He talked about what I could do for him. And he, you know, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, when you get a request from the president to work for him, it's not,
you do it.
Yeah. It's not an honor. It's a duty and an honor.
What was his mistake? Some of the people around him, do you think that he surrounded himself with bad people? Not you, but
I don't know if he could term it a mistake. His mistake was why we elected him. He wasn't a politician.
Yeah,
it's the first time in history that we're dealing with him. A mass
listen, too much politics talk now, Gorka.
There were less than 20 elected. No bench. I mean, it was an act of God that we won. I mean, truly, it was. Hillary Clinton had everything. She had the position.
Oh my God!
We had to fill Friedman and radio show.
This is crazy.
We are passporting.
That's up to us.
Dr. G, this is not a gotcha question. Do you think he won?
Well, of course he won. I mean, forget about voting machines and boarded over windows and suitcases of ballots being pulled from under the table on CCTV. I tell people, are you telling me with a straight face?
Wait! Can you go back? Is he saying that Trump won or Biden won?
Trump.
No, I don't think he is saying that.
Hold on.
I don't care about that. I mean, that empirical stuff is irrelevant. Yeah. Here's the test: are you telling me with a straight face that a senile man who's been in politics for 47 years, who even his former boss Obama said, never underestimate the capacity of Joe to things up, right? Yes. That's his former boss. Yes. You're telling me that guy who didn't campaign, who stayed in his basement while President Trump was filling stadia with 60,000 people.
Oh, he is.
You're telling me that guy?
Yeah. Nobody showed up for any of his rallies.
These guys really still, I didn't think they were even doing that. Mainstream people. Like, I guess Gorka's not really mainstream, but he's on some level, he is. They're still doing that Trump won the election. Listen, I did a prank call to Mike Lindell this week. Everybody check out my Patreon for that. But it is basically Mike Lindell is still trying to push this like election thing. You know, like this stolen election, and he's apparently lost all his money doing it, like billions of dollars. Because Brian, when I called him, I said I was like a wealthy energy guy from Houston and I was going to make a donation to him for his cause. And he was like, oh, bless you, thank you so much. So like these psychos of like, this guy's bankrupted himself fucking fighting for this, and I just can't believe like there's a new election coming up.
Yeah,
why are you still, I guess Gorka's just saying that, but like why even bother with that shit now?
Yeah, it makes you seem like a dumbass.
Yeah,
you're telling me that guy,
okay, we don't need
more votes than the first black president.
He's doing the classic like, oh, I've seen more hats. I've seen more.
I feel the same way. I've had very smart people tell me no, there was people were upset at Donald and he genuinely lost. I still find it hard to believe, but I've had. Yeah. Have you ever seen Newsmax, the TV station?
I have a show on Newsmax. Yeah.
Legend. Absolute legend.
This is so good.
Not Newsmax. I'm sorry. What's the other one? A News Nation. What do you think of that? They're trying to be fair and balanced.
Well, they hired Fredo Cuomo, are you kidding me?
I had a problem. Yes.
Yeah.
That was Chris Ruddy.
Roid Rage Fredo, are you kidding me?
My buddy Chris Ruddy over at Newsmax.
Oh, yeah, we love you. We love Chris. Yeah. We love Newsmax.
We don't like you, though, sir.
Did you see Napoleon yet?
See the what?
The movie Napoleon yet.
I wanted to see it tonight, and okay, I'm not seeing it because of you. My wife's wanted to go out tonight to see it, so maybe tomorrow.
I don't want to say big mistake, but it's really great. I don't know what the naysayers.
Oh, look, it's Ridley Scott.
I'm not going to see it.
Why not?
I was going to see it, but that just changed my mind.
Yeah. So we'll go to the end now because these guys are, well, first of all, Mark Farner from the band from Grand Funk Railroad is in the super chat. So we got to see that.
Hey, trees are still there that Jesus would have stood around. The olive trees are still living. Some of the olive presses. And also, I find it very interesting, and we could go on for an hour about this, but the temple where the big gold dome is, we know Jesus walked there, and of course can't go there, got to get permission. I went up there, but really what a what a statement.
Wait, this guy knows Jesus, and Mankow's now claiming he has some relationship with Jesus, like he was able to get VIP.
He walked where Jesus walked.
Clap that is, because we know.
Okay, this is Mark Farner. He was on an episode that we covered during.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He is from Grand Funk Railroad, and he's in Mancow Super Chats right now.
It's not even a super chat, by the way, just a regular chat. He didn't pay for this.
God bless this dude. He says, Brother Mancow, this man is on the money about all those who call themselves, quote, the elite and bow to the will of the banksters. This fraudulent powers who bring every evil deed. God bless this dude.
No,
Jesus walked.
It's so weird how these guys have this attitude that it's like he's right about the money, about the elite who bow to the will of the banksters, which is the truth.
Yeah.
But it's like, their answer to it is to like elect people who want to do that more. Like, it's so fucked up how these, like someone like Mark Farner is like, yeah, this guy's got it right because of this. And it's like, well, don't you see that conservatives, they have more relaxed, like how do you not see that they don't actually fight against that at all?
Oh, they don't actually see. I think they fully think the Democrats work with the banks.
I mean, the Democrats do as well.
Exactly.
They all do. But like, listen, and I don't, wait, let's not get into.
Yeah. Politics. Let's see.
Where the Gold Dome is. I don't know what the church on the, what do they call that church or that mosque?
The Al-Aqsa, the church of the yeah. Dome. Yeah. Yeah,
it dominates every picture, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
By design. Okay. Well, Dr. Gorka, anything else you want to
no.
talk about? You want
to no, I want to go see Napoleon. I just go back to, you know, your initial question for all of your listeners and all of your viewers. Don't complain if you're not actually political. If you're not running for school board, I don't want to hear from you. If you're not working 60
hours, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. If you're not running, everyone is supposed to run for office.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are they? Who the fuck are they representing? If everybody's in office, you fucking moron. Like, what are you talking about? Do you understand how a society works? You fuck. Sorry.
Well, let's go here to the Mad Cow's wrap up here.
Okay.
Gorka's gone. Now Mad Cow's got to do his show here.
Oh, he's so he cut himself off again.
Oh, well.
Now he's just showing like sexy women lighting a cigar.
Oh, no, now you're gonna get a big tough guy thing.
Going. Now he's gonna try to go tough guy mode. Like, we didn't just watch him be the shyest little schoolboy in the world for 30 minutes.
There he goes. I can't wait.
Oh, he's got no audio.
John Foligno, this is a great American cigar company, J.C. Newman.
Oh my God, he's still. I think
a couple of things I want to talk to you about heart to heart, and you can respond to me. Can you put up what Mark Farner said
again? The one chat you had, yeah, two chats.
Find that again. Put that up. Sorry about the glitches early on. This sounds hard to like, brother man. Cow, this
covers his face.
About those who call themselves elite and bow.
Oh, he's reading it.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
No, he's talking
about... No, he's talking, he's talking about Gorka. He wasn't talking about you. He just read Mark Farner's and was like, thank you, brother. Like, no, he didn't compliment you.
No, he's complimenting somebody else.
Is incredible. And, never forget when he came in my studio with a cowbell and sang American Band. Remember Captain? Your Captain? Great live album, Grand Funk Railroad. Locomotion, of course. There's many more.
He's so fucking...
I'm not giving him his props, but he's been on this show. Right, it was great.
Say something.
He had a manager that was, whoa, 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 which they have to do. They have to play the heavy.
Okay.
Wait, what?
He's talking about... I said, can I say, Mark, whoa. I literally talk to him every day. Ralph, how do I sound?
Like,
can you hear me? Because this thing is a mess tonight.
You sound fantastic. You sound absolutely fantastic.
No,
Nudie, you liar.
Really bad.
You are a liar. We hear it, Nudie. Don't lie to us, Nudie, you little fucker.
He lied to Mancow. Mancow doesn't care as long as he believes that he sounds good.
He'll never listen to it again.
No.
Ass kisser, I love it. You can. I mean, you got to hire people that are ass kissers.
Higher,
and he's getting paid big money to be here.
No, he's not. No, he's you lying, motherfucker.
Ralph, how much am I paying you now?
I think last time I checked my bank account, it was the same as last time.
So no.
Oh my God!
So that's the joke is he's not paying him.
He's not paying. Well, then you get what you pay for, really. If you
nothing,
zero. I do this because I love you, man, Cal.
However, I'm going to give you a raise.
All right.
When the
very good. Sounds fantastic.
Oh,
okay. I'm in for it.
So
oh, fuck. Say- that was brutal because he's like, oh, that sounds great. Like, I'm in for it. Like, I would love a raise. That would be really help out. And he's like, I'm going to double it, which, of course, is still zero. And Mancow was making a joke. Hey, but Nudie really would like some money.
A couple of interesting things just happened.
Okay. Good.
I like being beat up. You know, I like being challenged.
Oh,
I can handle it.
No,
so my question is, you know, and I've been looking at Hungary and looking at Costa Rica, which I.
What?
Yeah. Costa Rica is probably what I'm hearing is the best.
Okay.
And my wife is an Italian citizen, so I can go anywhere in Europe.
Oh.
And I just find watching Chicago decay very depressing. And I don't know that I want to go sit in Florida with a bunch of ex-New Yorkers, which is basically what I encountered a lot of Chicagoans do. And the idea of sitting in Portofino in Italy and watching the ocean and watching the world and just enjoying my final years with my beautiful wife is a nice concept, a nice idea. Will I do it? I don't know. But I like what he said. You got to be an American. You got to fight. And I have been fighting, folks. You know this. Come on.
No, we don't.
You can't even imagine the hell that I went through during that radio show. You can't even imagine. You have no concept. And so-and-so tells it like it is. No, they don't, or they wouldn't be on. There are certain things tonight that, you know. You okay over there?
Oh, my God.
It's like the Simpsons moment when the show gets weak. Really horrible sound. Someone in our studio audience, we have a little crew here. People write me, and I say, come by Mueller Manor. One time I
could do that.
You got to. You have to, Brian.
Hours away.
I'm not even joking, Brian. You actually have to. Like, how much would a flight cost there?
Like $200 or something like that. I mean, but I'm there a decent amount too. I go to Chicago a couple times a year usually
to AEW event or something.
Well, yeah, that maybe not next year, but
dude, I'm telling you, you have to do that, man. Like, can I come?
Because, yeah, you can go.
Like,
could we
meet there in Chicago and go to Man Cows? Like, go for a recording of his show.
I can't imagine he would let us in. But
why not?
Let me see.
We wouldn't tell him our fucking Twitter account. And
yeah,
like he wouldn't know that we do the show.
Right now, a flight to Chicago for me round trip is $140, and it's
that's nothing for me. It'll be a lot. For me, it'll be a lot. But maybe, you know, maybe we could figure it out.
I mean, I go there. I mean, we'll figure.
Remember, I interviewed him. I put him on here. It was a big deal, and gave him lots of gifts, and cooked a meal that I brought back some of the ingredients from Japan, and the guy didn't touch any yet. I worked for a couple of days, you know. Anyway, I want to get to this. No, I think Sebastian Gorka calling me out just then was great. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that Roger Stone is a friend of mine.
Okay. But
did I respond strong enough?
No.
Oh, he knows. He knows, Brian. He knows. He's been thinking about it. He knows he was too afraid of Gorka. Gorka intimidated the fuck out of him, big dogged him so hard that he. Oh, this is fucking sad, this man. This is
the craziest man cow I've ever seen. By far. A little bit more here.
What do you do? What do you do? Roger is a friend of mine. I love Roger. I think he dresses cool. And when somebody is doing that, I said, well, he's a friend of mine. And I
think he dresses cool.
Oh, man, cow. He knows. Oh, he knows.
Roger's a friend of mine. I think he dresses really cool, too.
Because Gorka specifically is mocking the way he dresses like a clown.
But I think it's cool. So
I let it go. And I fear that I didn't stick up for my friend enough. And I hope you people didn't think.
We did.
Came off as weak. I just.
We thought that, and you did, my friend. I promise you, everyone watching thought you came off weak, and you did. You are a pathetic. You fucking bowed down and you kissed Gorka's feet, It was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. Because we know you. We know that's not who you are.
Yeah.
Sebastian's our guest. Why fight that?
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Well, screw you. Roger Stone's my friend. I can't be angry all the time about everything.
Oh my God. This is the fucking guy who talks about how nobody wants to hear you be like that. The reason he got kicked off the radio is because people saying he was too angry. Like, he brags about that. And now he's like, I can't be angry all the time.
So. And listen, we're not even asking you to be angry. We're asking you to stick up for your very good friend. If somebody is saying stuff that you do not believe to be true and you believe is, like, you know, derogatory or disrespectful to your friend, that you stick up for them and defend them. You know,
dress is cool.
Yes, you know, being like, hey, man, I don't think it's dressed as like a clown at all. I think that it's like extravagant dress, but I don't think that that changes somebody's opinions. And I think it's sort of close-minded to say that based on somebody's fucking appearance, that that somehow invalidates their opinion on something like that. I think you're being close-minded and you're showing your, you know, close-minded. Like that, that's an adequate response.
Let's get an explanation.
Silver Surfer, all the hippies, everybody in the 60s loved the Silver Surfer, the Marvel character. It's now going to be a woman. They're saying it's probably going to be a black woman. I have no problem with women. I'm a flaming heterosexual. Uh-huh. I have no problem with black women. I'm a flaming heterosexual. Silver Surfer isn't a black woman.
Okay. All right. Then that's good enough for me. I don't think we need to watch anymore. We've gone for an hour and 20 minutes now. It's good that he got that in there. Now, that was fascinating. I hope everyone enjoyed that.
Silver Surfer is not a black woman.
If you are listening, I implore you, I would say watch the video because the video elements of this episode are very, very good.
Like the, here's what it looks like.
I'm a soy boy. Sloppy soy boy with man breasts. I can't handle anyone that raises their voice or shows any emotion.
Yeah, that, but unironically today.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you all next week with an episode of Guys Plus. We have Hip Christian Guys with Tom Sexton coming up on Tuesday and MCU Guys coming the week after. So see you all later. Goodbye.